I am Johnny Massacre and welcome to my world. Tonight's news. House investigators reveal $200,000 direct payment into Joe Biden's bank account in 2018. Nothing to see here. Who's with me? Give me a hell yeah! So, you know they're investigating Joe Biden, the House Oversight Committee, trying to find evidence of fraud, and it's centered around his relationship with his son, Hunter Biden, and his family and extended family in their business dealings, possibly in exchange for Joe Biden's political favors. Remember how there's a shitload of evidence regarding this? They subpoenaed IRS whistleblowers and former business partners who all said Joe Biden was constantly on the phone to Hunter Biden. You know how there's evidence that came from Hunter Biden's laptop that says he gives half of his money, that says that Hunter Biden's father, Joe Biden, takes 50% of the money that his family make through his business dealings. Despite all of that, there was no direct evidence of money going into Joe's bank account, right? But now we have this evidence. So let's go on over to Zero Hedge and see what is going on. They say House investigators reveal $200,000 direct payment to Joe Biden. The House Oversight Committee on Friday revealed a direct payment to President Joe Biden, which appears to have been laundered through his brother, James. As the Oversight Committee notes in a release, in 2018, James Biden, Joe Biden's brother, received 600 grand in loans from AmeriCorps, a financially distressed and failing rural hospital operator. According to bankruptcy court documents, James Biden received these loans based upon representations that his last name Biden could open doors and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections. Okay, so it's literally illegal to make money from your political connections. You can't abuse your position as a politician to make shitloads of money in exchange for political favors. And yet, in bankruptcy court documents, it is a fact that Joe Biden's brother got loans based on the fact that he could make business from his brother's name, Joe Biden's name. I mean, holy crap, dude. You can see the bankruptcy documents yourself if you want to. I found them online. You can see it here. And you can see this information that James Biden procured $600,000 in loans based upon representations that his last name Biden could open doors. So how is his family name opening doors? What are these doors that Joe Biden opened for this guy to get loans and make money in the Middle East? Now, his dad, Joe Biden, has been in politics his whole life. So this looks rather dodgy indeed. If you were an auditor, you would definitely look at this very, very strongly. $200,000 going into Joe Biden's account? From where? From what? The article on Zero Hedge continues. It says, on March the 1st, 2018, AmeriCorps, wired a $200,000 loan into James and Sarah Biden's personal bank account, not their business account. On the same day, James Biden wrote a $200,000 check from this same personal bank account to Joe Biden. Now, that looks mad dodgy. That looks mad dodgy if you were an auditor. If I were an auditor, if there were a politician and he got 200 grand from his brother, and the day that that transfer was made, the brother also got $600,000 in loans, I would say at the very least, the Biden family business is very shady and sketchy indeed. Imagine having to take out a $600,000 loan just to pay back someone else. That sounds like a bit like a Ponzi scheme. And if someone were going to launder money, they wouldn't just wire 200 grand in someone's bank account. That looks mad dodgy. You try to obfuscate it by doing plenty of other financial transactions at the same time. For example, take out a $600,000 loan and then give $200,000 to your brother. Hey man, you know, I took out this loan and I'm repaying him for this. You probably have loads of other money coming in from other sources, so it would be very difficult to pinpoint exactly where this money is coming from and the flow of money and the chain of money. So this looks really dodgy. On the same day, getting a $600,000 loan, That's well shady to pay someone else back, taking out a loan to repay a loan. It looks really dodgy. And so we know that James Biden was making money all around the world. It just says there in his back bankruptcy court documents. And so he's making money all around the world off Joe Biden's name, and then money's going to Joe Biden's account. I mean, come on, man. It looks mad sketchy, to say the least. So here's the check. This is what it looks like from the House Oversight Committee. You can see Joe Biden's name there, $200,000. And Greta Van Susteren X'd out. Let me get this straight. James Biden repays $200,000 loan to Joe Biden on the same day James gets $200,000 loan from failing business that is hoping to use the Biden name to get Middle Eastern funding, since failing and ultimately ends up later in bankruptcy. So even dodgier, the firm where he got the loan from, they went bankrupt sometime later. It doesn't look great, does it? So this news broke courtesy of James Comer, who's heading the House Oversight Committee, who's investigating Joe Biden. Let's hear what James had to say, where he laid out the money trail.
President, this summer Joe Biden said, "Where's the money?" Well, we found some. We're still digging into the evidence subpoenaed from bank accounts belonging to Hunter Biden, the son of President Joe Biden, and James and Sarah Biden, the brother and sister-in-law of the president. A document that we're releasing today raises new questions about how President Biden personally benefited from his family's shady influence peddling of his last name and their access to him. Bank records obtained by the House Committee on Oversight have revealed a $200,000 direct payment from James and Sarah Biden to Joe Biden in the form of a personal check. Here's some important context about this check we've obtained in our investigation. In 2018, James Biden received $600,000 in loans from AmeriCorps, a financially distressed and failing rural hospital operator. According to bankruptcy court documents, James Biden received these loans, quote, based upon representations that his last name, Biden, could open doors and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connection.
I mean, fucking everything everyone's been talking about, the pieces are lining up here. Selling his dad's political influence is in the bankruptcy court documents. The other really sketchy thing here is the company that gave out the loan went bankrupt soon afterwards. Now, the reason this is sketchy is probably some people in that company knew it was going to go bankrupt, and therefore they dished out the loans knowing that they wouldn't be liable for them later when it went bankrupt. So this looks not good.
Based on his political connections, end quote. On March 1st, 2018, AmeriCorps wired a $200,000 loan into James and Sarah Biden's personal bank account, not their business bank account. And then on the very same day, James Biden wrote a $200,000 check from this same personal bank account to Joe Biden.
If it's a personal bank and not a business bank, why the hell are you wiring $200,000? What do you need $200,000 for that's not personal? That's personal, sorry.
James Biden wrote this check to Joe Biden as a, quote, loan repayment. AmeriCorps, a distressed company, loaned money to James Biden, who then sent it to Joe Biden. Even if this was a personal loan repayment, it's still troubling that Joe Biden's ability to be paid back by his brother depended on the success of his family's shady financial dealings. Some immediate questions President Biden must answer for the American people. Does he have documents proving he lent such a large sum of money to his brother? And what were the terms of such financial agreement? Did he have similar financial agreements with other family members that led them to make similar large payments to him? And did he know that the same day James Biden wrote him a check for $200,000, James Biden had just received a loan for the exact same amount from business dealings with a company that was in financial distress and failing? The House Oversight Committee will soon announce our next investigative actions and continue to follow the money. The bank records don't end here. There's more to come.
There's more to come. So we're going to need some evidence to see that Joe Biden lent this money out in the first place. If he didn't, it's going to look even shadier, and it's just going to look like straight up receiving money in exchange for political favors. And I mean, obviously something shady is going on, because Hunter Biden is making tens of millions of dollars, and that guy is obviously not capable of doing that without his father. And if that is the case, then there is a crime going on here. But obviously they've done their best to try to obfuscate it, in my opinion. And I mean, fuck, man, it's Joe Biden is a top tier politician. He's in the highest levels of American government. They're not just going to give each other, you know, they're not going to meet in broad daylight in a restaurant with a suitcase full of cash and put it under a table. They've obviously done their best to try to obfuscate all these payments. The thing is, Hunter Biden is a crackhead, and he was doing all kinds of insane shit. So it's definitely worth looking at. It's definitely worth looking at, to say the least. And if something is going to happen here, it's obviously going to, the person who made the mistake is most likely to be Hunter Biden. So you'll certainly be hearing more about him in the future. But is it really a smoking gun? I don't know. I mean, there's not a huge preponderance of evidence. I think a lot of it's covered up. And the thing is, the people who should be investigating this are trying to get Hunter Biden off the hook, trying to cut a sweetheart deal under the table for his recent crimes that he went to court for. So the DOJ, the people who should be investigating this, are on the side of the Bidens. So, I mean, if you're going to investigate yourself, which is essentially what's going on with the Bidens, considering they own the DOJ, the chance of coming up guilty is not very big, but considering that Hunter Biden is involved, something still could happen here. So what do you think about that? Are you shocked to see Hunter Biden receive $200,000 from his brother James? And his brother James got that payment from a failing company that went bankrupt soon after. And he got the loan based on the condition that he could make money off the family name. Be interesting to hear your thoughts. Please leave your comments in the comments box below, as I do read them all. If you're just joining us, we're discussing Joe Biden receiving a direct $200,000 payment from his brother while Joe Biden was involved in politics in 2018. But if you have been watching from the beginning, then stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. I've pinned it in the YouTube box below. Just click that link, or you can punch it into your browser there, https://streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. And you can donate to keep this channel running, because it takes many hours to make these shows. And if I don't get paid for it, I can't make these shows. So please give generously. Okay, that's about it for today. I need to go on a run. I've been very unhealthy recently. Very heavy training session last week, and I've just been taking it easy, eating too many carbs. And carbs, man, carbs don't sit well with me. I don't feel too fantastic after consuming so many carbs. So I do need to go on that diet that I've been saying I'll go on strictly for the last 2 or 3 years. Maybe today's the day. At the very least, I'm going to go for a brutal 2-hour run in the Tokyo sunshine. So wish me luck, and I'll be seeing you next week. Much love to you all, and take care.